I love that moment just before the mother picks up the child when she shares that she and her husband had resigned themselves to a life of never being parents. We decided that's the way it's going to be, she said. Then we see her smile and she says four very important words, but then it wasn't. This morning, as we unwrap the fourth gift of Christmas, adoption, it seems as if God is whispering to the world, God who'd been silent, no communication from him through the prophets or miracles or any other way for over 400 years of simple silence. A world where people were resigned, I guess that's just the way it's going to be. Christmas is God whispering to us all, but it isn't. Sometimes we might think, after the life I've lived, after all the ways I've messed up, after all the things I've done, no one can forgive me. I'll never be a part of anyone's family again, especially God's. That's it. I'm out. I'm done. God is whispering to you at Christmas, but it isn't. When Deb's driving home from work from Twin Falls, it's often early in the evening, and this time of year it's normally dark. And our routine is often she'll give me a call as she's driving home, and we catch up with each other and on our day. And I know she's getting close when I hear her say, I've come around the corner and I see the lights of Burley. Anybody ever experienced that? You come around that corner and there's the whole M4C Valley out in front of you. However, have you ever come around that corner and the lights were off because of a massive power failure? Jesus came at a time that was prophesied by Isaiah when people were living in darkness. The scripture wasn't talking about a lack of lighting, but rather a spiritual darkness. A time where the Roman government could say, everybody up, everybody march, go stand in line, go be counted. Oh, and by the way, you got to go to the town your ancestors are from. As frustrated and disappointed as we might get with our nation's leaders, we don't face anything like what the people of Israel were facing in Rome. It seems that that would have been enough to destroy any hope that the people may have had that God would finally keep his promises, that the Messiah would come. Yet they didn't lose that hope. In the middle of all the misery and stress of that world and that darkness, there was a pregnant girl who knew differently. Though everyone around her was convinced her life was pretty much over, she knew an important truth. But it isn't. In our video, we see a couple that's blessed with the gift of a child that had come when they were completely given up hope. An emotion that Joseph could probably have related to after Mary revealed to him she was expecting. Even Joseph didn't believe her until the angel spoke to him in a dream, revealing God's plans and promise. So out of love for Mary and love for God, Joseph agreed to adopt a son and to name him Jesus. Though many people miss it, everything about the season points to love. Many people are still walking in darkness, even though the light has come. And if we're not careful, all we'll dwell on is the negative that's reported in the news. And sometimes I think that's pretty much the main desire of our media today, is to discourage and to spread gloom and fear. And they're doing a pretty good job. Just like in the days of Mary and Joseph, even in the midst of darkness, however, the light of love, the light of God, still shines. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The gift of adoption. While we were still in darkness, when we were all alone, God saw our need and not only came to love us and encourage us, but he came to pay the price of our sin. But he didn't stop there. Because of his love, saving us wasn't enough. He wanted to make sure our needs were met, not just one time, but for eternity. So he chose to do that which would allow him to be intimately in our life by giving us the opportunity to be a part of his family. M4C is one church that the subject of our unwrapped gift today, adoption. Let me put it this way. Many of you know much more about this gift than I do. And I have been blessed this past year to hear several of your stories. Many of you have endured, like the woman and her husband in our video this morning, facing so many obstacles that would discourage and make you wonder at times, is this what we're supposed to do? It seems like the doors kept being closed, and yet somehow, some way, God seems to open a window when those doors are closed, and then that window gets shut. It's a very common story. And each story, each life represented is as unique and special as the child that's looking for a family. Very, very seldom does life work out or happen the way we might expect it to. And the last thing I want anyone to think this morning is that any of us have it all figured out. We don't. But folks, when we think, I guess this is just the way it's going to be, listen for the whisper of Christmas. But it isn't. As we think about the gift of adoption, many ideas run through our minds, including the fact that not all who are adopted are happy about it. Emotions can run all over the place, from gratitude, joy, to anger, resentment, jealousy, fear, and the list can go on and on and on. Some who are adopted are afraid it might be too good to be true. Others feel less loved because of the lack of a biological bond. And some resent the fact that for one reason or another, they found themselves in a place where they were orphaned in the first place. Hear me. God is familiar with all of those feelings and emotions from his children. And he loves us in spite of how we might let those feelings or emotions get in the way of our relationship with him. The people walking in darkness, well, some don't want to see the light. They'll do anything and everything to stay away and to keep living in the darkness. And God, our Father who wants to adopt us, also faces hardship and obstacles in his quest to adopt us. Jesus certainly experienced that hardship and suffering, even to the point of death on the cross, because of his love for you and for me. And God still faces opposition as people just like you and me throw roadblocks into the way of becoming his children. I've known some who, when facing the obstacles and the hardships, finally just give up. Give up trying because the stress, the hardships, the emotionally, financially, spiritually are just too hard. And God could do the same, but he doesn't. And Christmas is proof of that. Another truth that helps us understand the gift of adoption is simply this. Not a single one of us come into God's presence as a child with an advantage over another child. Remember this, no matter who we are or where we come from, pauper, priest, or prince, in the eyes of God, every one of us are adopted. Adopted into our Father's love, adopted into our Father's mercy, adopted into our Father's grace, adopted into our Father's family. And like those that came to the stable and witnessed the newborn king, from the richest to the poorest, we all stand before God the same. His adopted children. Last week, I shared about an 8-year-old girl that had been adopted for the second time. Her new family discovered that her first family had promised her a trip to Disney World 2 times, and then both times left her with friends as they took their biological children to the Magic Kingdom. So they resolved, we're going to do something different. And in spite of her really bad behavior for the 2 or 3 months before the trip, they took her with them as she can. They took her with them. And after her first day at Disney World, as she considered that experience and her dad was talking to her, realizing, she shared, I didn't get to go with you because I was good. I got to go because I was yours. She was her father's daughter. Merry Christmas. That's the gift of Christmas. That's the gift of adoption. As we unwrap the gift of adoption, we can look into the heart of our Heavenly Father and say with complete confidence, I'm yours. Now, not only has our status as a son or daughter of the King changed, but we've also become a rightful heir with Christ to all that comes with being a part of the family of God. Where there is God, where there is Jesus, there is family. Christmas is God saying to mankind, you feel unwanted, come here. I've got you. I want you. To fully understand how we become children of God, we need to consider the words of the Apostle Paul in reaction to what we read in 1 John 3. Paul wrote these words to the church in Galatia, but when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem, to pay the price, those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons, because you are sons. God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father, Daddy. So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And since you're a son, God has made you also an heir. In these verses to the church at Galatia, Paul described the why and the when of Christmas. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a virgin, to redeem us and adopt us as his own. When we accept the gift of adoption that came at Christ's Christmas, when we put our faith and hope and trust in Jesus to forgive our sin as he becomes Lord and Savior of our life, we will have peace. We will have peace with God. We'll peace knowing that we're not only saved from sin and death, Satan and hell, but we also have peace knowing we're in a family. We have a daddy, a spiritual daddy, a heavenly father who loves us unconditionally with the perfect kind of love. Whether our earthly parents and family have been great or wonderful or filled with strife and conflict, it doesn't matter if we've accepted the gift of Christmas, adoption. We might think we're alone. We might think a broken heart's a permanent thing. We may accept in our hearts that things will never get better, that darkness is permanent, and that's just the way it's going to be. But Christmas is God saying to our world, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Our Father's invited us to his table. He's asked us to sit down, to take the hand of our brother or our sister sitting next to us, and as the chatter dies away, as we look around the table, as we look around the room at the one sitting next to us, that's about the time that God looks and says, I have a gift for you. Adoption. This is my family. You are my children. As we've unwrapped the gift of Christmas this December, expectation, reconciliation, grace, and today, adoption, I pray we understand and remember that these gifts were given to you and me and to all who will accept what our Heavenly Father has given. And if you haven't yet said yes to the Father's invitation, you haven't yet accepted the gifts of Christmas, accepted the gift of Christ, it's not too late. Christmas is coming. And the best gift you could give the Christ of Christmas is to simply accept his gift to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this is so simple and yet it can be so complex. But as we consider the gifts that we've unwrapped this season, help us to see that your perfect plan is in place, that you have offered us life eternal through your Son Christ, who came to save us from the consequences of our sin. You broke the bonds that sin had created. You broke the chains that we're no longer destined for death, separation from you. But we've been set free. The shackles have come off of our wrists and our feet. And we are free to live and to laugh and to love, because we're your child. And all we got to do is accept that gift. It's not about being good enough. It's not having our stuff together. It's accepting the gift and then letting you go to work to create within us a new heart. A heart like your son. A heart like yourself, so that we love the way you loved us. Father, we thank you for the gift of Christmas. We thank you for the gift of adoption. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.